Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
spent the year trying to get you to love me. Put your needs high up above me. All night talking on the telephone, listening to you crying about being alone. Spent the summer trying to get you to care. Bought new jeans and groomed my hair. Call me up when you wanted me around, but when I needed you, you could never be found. So this year's gonna be about me. Never will I have another reason to doubt me this year. This year, this year's gonna be about me. Never will I have another reason to doubt me this year. This year, spent the year trying to get your attention. All my miles just to make a connection. Running around just to get to you. When I showed up, you had something to do. Met your mama and all your friends. Didn't know it was so pretend. Lifted you up, you were bringing me down. But this year's gonna turn them tables around. So this year's gonna be about me. Never will I have another reason to doubt me this year. This year, this year's gonna be about me. Never will I have another reason to doubt me this year.
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF.
90.1 FM.
Papachango
90.1 FM Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Hello, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. We are the Sprouts. My name's Bruno.
My name is Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
Those last two songs that you heard were Another Morning Strung Out With You by Femin XY and Gender Deconstruction off of their album Disinformation Superhighway, and This Year by Emily King off of her album Special Occasion.
And on today's episode, we'll be talking about why do you think so many genres are born, and our second topic being how would you deal with negative comments about the music you've produced or put online?
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about genres. First topic. We all know our favorite genres, right? Mine's electronic.
Mine is like jazz, EDM kind of thing.
I listen to anything.
Yeah, same, honestly.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of genres. And if we go into sub-genres and, like, micro-genres, it's unstoppable. And a music genre is a category that identifies some pieces of music. That's what's a genre. And my thought yesterday, actually last week, was, why are there so many genres? How are they born? Any opinions?
I feel like people will just like come together and just create music together, and that becomes popularized by, you know, people in the community, people around the world even. Mm-hmm. And I think it sparks up the connection in the community. Mm. And it just continues on from there and just gets even more popular.
Do you have any thoughts of, like, making your own genre, you two? I think making your own genre is something that's sort of maybe even become commonplace amongst, like, with the rise of the internet and music. Mm. I think that there's so many micro genres and subsections of different musical stylizations that if anyone that has access to a laptop can kind of, it's very par for the course for you to just like do whatever and be able to just put whatever you want on the internet. There's even like something to be said about genre maybe being an outdated form of categorization for music. Which could be something to explore, just because I think that it used to be a lot more. I wasn't alive in the 60s and 70s, but I do, from what I gather, and this is just my perspective, that it seems that things were more defined back then. Mm. It seems that this was rock music, and this was your jazz and your soul, and over here was your pop music. Of rock, when it was first started out, was called alternative pop music, because it couldn't really put a name to it. Mm. After a while, it kind of started to grow its own identity. It kind of started with, covers of blues songs with heavy distortion and a powerful vocal, simple drums, right? For the most part, I think rock music as a whole stayed the same. But whenever you ask someone who's into music, I feel like no one's just going to say rock. Because that's so broad.
Yeah.
That is so broad. I agree. That encompasses metal. That encompasses punk music. Like thrash and rockabilly and that kind of thing. Steely Dan is rock. You know? So it becomes those kind of like the first thing that comes to mind when someone says genre is I go, oh, rock, jazz, and electronic. But those categories are
way too broad.
They're kind of meaningless, to be honest, right now. Because it's like, yeah, I like rock music. And then you're taken to, like, I don't know, like a soft rock. Like Simply Red, that's soft rock. So is Thursday, you know. That all counts as rock. So that's, I think, what I think is interesting about genres and how maybe it might be a little more outdated, just because it's like no one I've spoken to says I like rock music. There's just too many subsections, especially now.
Yeah, like even some quite specific ones can branch off into like 10 more.
Exactly.
It's really difficult to say what kind of genre you like now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, I guess it's when making a genre, you could just literally say, this is a branch off of this. And everyone would have to say yes, because it's an identity. It's something you thought of, and it's free to make. Like, you don't have, it's not like there's necessary rules to make a genre. So it's really just, it can even be the lightest thought, or you could really think into it. Like, I want to make a branch off of electro swing, making electro funk swing, or
yeah,
yeah. It's, you can literally say whatever.
It's like the Wild West.
Yes. What?
Like when you said no rules, my brain immediately thought, like, oh, it's just free game, just the Wild West.
David Byrne, in his book about music, he talks about how all music and all these subsections and genres and scenes, they all iterate off of each other. So, like, a trumpet player goes to a salsa gig, they like this one fill, they like that maybe was inspired by a jazz player in Argentina, you know, and that Argentinian jazz player took that from an esoteric a jazz standard, or like, not standard, an esoteric, like a jazz artist in Argentina, and that, you know, it kind of like builds off upon itself. You work in a group, you go play in a gig, and you get inspired by the people around you, and you take that somewhere else, and then your sense of expression rubs off on other people. And at some point it kind of meets you all the way back around. I think that's what makes genres, is that people with similar tastes that have similar inspirations come together. But I think more importantly, they have different inspirations. They have different influences. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we haven't been making the same kind of rock music for 60 years.
Yeah.
And that's because of Jimi Hendrix. Like, it was kind of going a certain way for a while. You know, like the 1-4-5 blues progression. And then Jimi Hendrix comes along and he just like tears things up in every way imaginable. Just because it was just like from another planet. And that kind of iteration is exactly what propels genres to change and to become broad and vast.
Yeah.
I feel like someone should be awarded or some, like, get a lot of recognition for something that's truly, truly original. Like, even if something like that exists. Like, it's...
What do you mean?
It's like... Everyone gets inspirations, right?
Yeah.
And you could say call it original. Yes, it is your original, but it's not truly original. It's yes, you put your ideas into it, but it is something that's inspiration. That's
inspired.
Inspired. That's the word. So yeah, there's two opinions now. Is that original or is that truly original?
If originality is something that you invent without any other input, without having any other inspiration, then nothing is original ever.
Yeah.
Because these are Jimi Hendrix didn't exist in a vacuum. He didn't. It's not like he like had a different context musically. Maybe he was just built different, but that's a different thing. Like maybe everyone's, I've said this so many times, but everyone's sense of creative expression is valid and worth checking out.
Yeah.
I think that the hard part about doing music, or what makes a good musician, is the one that can kind of find least resistance in getting their sense of self onto a piece of music. That's the best communicated. That is the most revered, even by small groups of people. If there is an artist that is being so genuine and being and capable of putting themselves into a piece of art that they make, that's good music. That's just what it is. Even if it's not your thing, I hear so much music all the time that's like, well, I don't know, but I really appreciate, or like I think it's I can appreciate it for what it is, even if it's not something that I'd enjoy.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Anyway. Our next three songs are Stereophonics' newest single, There's Always Gonna Be Something. I like Stereophonics, what can I say? Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Yesterday's doing fine, not too much on my mind. Dragging my feet in the sand, looking out at the sea. Today my mind's not right, got the weight of the world on fire. I'm burning my energy, I'm bringing it to my knees. Imposter cries to the thief, stop stealing pain for yourself. I leave nothing for deafened bones, and the solitude just the jokes. Igniting my energy, I'm bringing me to my knees.
And sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel.
I play guitar
and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.